January 12th, 2011. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. It is the hour of liberation for all who are clothed in sin. For I come to set all free, all who will listen to my call here. We, as a free mission, must move beyond the opposition, realizing that all of it has been inspired by the powers of darkness. For who else but Satan would come against my call to live out my commandments of love? Who else would oppose prayer and sacrifice? Who else would cast aspersions upon this call to reclamation of the soul of humanity? But it is time to move beyond all the negatives and pursue the spiritual journey through the chambers of the United Hearts. Each soul has the responsibility of reviewing his relationship with his Creator through the commandments of holy love. Whether he believes in this mission or not, he is obliged to live in holy love, for holy love is his judge. No one can hold himself above this call. It is the soul's perfection in holy love which determines the depth of his personal holiness. This call is not lessened by the soul's inability to believe in it. This call to live in holy love is a constant. Holy love is the heart of my mother and the ark of this new covenant of love. The ark of this final covenant is not physical, but spiritual. The physical presence of this mission in the world, the property, the messages, conversions, healings, are doorways to the ark of the new covenant of love. The presence of divine love in and through these doorways is the ultimate call into the divine will of my Father. You can readily see then why evil is so opposed to my call here. But I continually ask that you ignore those who try to dissuade you from listening to and believing in my call here, and live the messages wholeheartedly.